I'm really excited to be part of such an interesting session, so thanks for coming. Young women aged 15 to 24 have disproportionate risk for sexually transmitted diseases and HIV. Women in this age group have the highest rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea of any other sex and age group in the U.S. If untreated, these infections can have long-term reproductive health consequences, such as pelvic inflammatory disease, ectopic pregnancy, and infertility. However, recent national survey data indicate that among never married women aged 15 to 24 years, only 48% used condoms at last sex. The percentage using condoms varied by whether women also used another contraceptive method. 52% of women not using other methods used condoms, while only 43% of women using other methods also use condoms. Although women using other contraceptive methods without condoms may be protected from unintended pregnancy, these women remain at risk for STDs and HIV. So the focus of my talk today is going to be on how discussing sexual risk with a parent may influence condom use. Previous research suggests that young people may be more likely to use condoms if they've discussed sexual risk with a parent or parental figure. However, it's unknown how discussing sexual risk with parents may be associated with condom use among women who are also using other contraceptive methods. Since women using other contraceptive methods may be less likely to use condoms, we were particularly interested in factors that may be motivating condom use in this group. So in this study, we compared the association between condom use and discussing HIV or STDs with parents among women who did and did not use other contraceptive methods. We used data from the National Survey of Family Growth, NSFG, which many of you are probably familiar with. It uses a stratified multi-stage probability sampling strategy to produce nationally representative estimates. From 2006 to 2008, 7,356 women were interviewed, representing a 76% response rate. For this assessment of condom use, we limited the analytic sample to 1,206 women who were unmarried, 15 to 24 years old, not pregnant, and who did not currently intend to become pregnant. So we used the NSFG data to examine the association between condom use at last sex and discussing HIV or STDs with a parent or guardian before age 18. First, we performed bivariate analysis using chi-square tests to examine both this association and other potential associations with condom use. Then we used logistic regression to look at the net association between condom use at last sex and discussing HIV or STDs with parents after adjustment for other characteristics and behaviors. From the logistic regression model, we estimated risk ratios rather than odds ratios for this association using predicted probabilities and predicted marginals. We used survey weights to account for the complex survey design used in NSFG. Finally, we compared this association between condom use and discussing HIV or STDs with parents among women using versus not using contraceptive methods. And I know that that's a mouthful, so I'm going to walk us through this. Sorry. A little bit more. So this diagram visually illustrates the analytic methods that I described in the previous slide. There are two groups of women, those using and not using a contraceptive method apart from condoms at last sex. Among these two groups of women, we looked at how discussing HIV and STDs with parents was associated with condom use at last sex. First, we looked at the association in each group separately to see if there was any difference in how these discussions were associated with condom use in one group versus another. Then we used a multivariate model with an interaction term in order to test the difference in the association between the two groups while also controlling for other characteristics and behaviors that may be associated with condom use. So let's move on to the findings. First, let's look at condom use of all types among women in our analytic sample. At their last sexual encounter, about a third of women used a condom only, and 29% of women used another contraceptive method only. 20% of women used both a condom and another contraceptive method. And 18% of women used neither a condom nor another contraceptive method. And this might be a good time to remind you of who's in the analytic sample. These are young women who are single and sexually active and who are not currently desiring a pregnancy. So this 18% sort of jumps out as higher than what you'd like to see. So overall, 51% of women did not use other contraceptive methods or anything apart from condoms. And 49% used another contraceptive method, whether it was with or without a condom. So we're going to focus on these two groups for the remainder of the presentation. Let's first look at the two groups in terms of our behavior of interest, discussing HIV or STDs with parents. Roughly half of the women in each group reported discussing HIV or STDs with parents before age 18. So they're actually quite similar in this regard. However, the two groups of women differ in terms of some other characteristics that may be associated with condom use. Users of other contraceptive methods were more likely to have private insurance, for example, than non-users, at 62% versus 51%. And non-users of other methods were more likely to report recreational drug use in the last 12 months than users, at 41% versus around 37%. Interestingly, around 70% of women in both groups reported using a condom during their first sexual encounter. Now we'll look at condom use among these two groups of women. The y-axis on the left indicates the percentage of young women using a condom at last sex. If you remember from the Venn diagram, overall, 53% of women reported condom use at last sex. However, as we see here, non-users of other contraceptive methods were more likely than users of other methods to use condoms. At 64% versus 42%, this difference was statistically significant. This slide shows the percentage of young women using condoms by whether or not they discussed HIV or STDs with parents. And you can see that this comparison is shown for the same two groups of women in the previous slides, those not using and using other contraceptive methods. Among non-users of contraceptives, condom use was nearly the same whether women did or did not discuss HIV or STDs with their parents. However, among users of other contraceptive methods, 50% of women who discussed HIV or STDs with parents reported condom use, compared to only 32% of those not reporting such discussions. So discussing HIV or STDs with parents was associated with more condom use among users of other contraceptives, but not among non-users. Finally, this table shows the adjusted risk ratios for using condoms at last sex by whether or not young women discussed HIV or STDs with parents. Again, these risk ratios are shown for both groups of women, non-users and users of other contraceptive methods. The findings show net associations between condom use and parental discussion after adjustment for sociodemographic characteristics, sexual and other risk behaviors, and reproductive health care use. As seen in the bivariate analysis, there's really no difference in condom use by parental discussion among non-users of other contraceptive methods. However, even after adjustment for other variables, women who discussed HIV or STDs with their parents were 53% more likely to use condoms than those not discussing HIV or STDs with parents. This difference was statistically significant. Our analysis is subject to several limitations. First, we didn't have data indicating the detailed content of young women's discussions with parents. We also had no indication of the overall quality of relationships between young women and their parents, which would likely affect how parental discussions about sexual risk may influence women's behavior. Second, condom and other contraceptive use were self-reported. These questions were administered by audio computer assisted self-interview, or CASI, however, which has been shown to produce more valid estimates of sensitive information than face-to-face interviews. And last, because these data are cross-sectional, we're not able to draw a causal inference between parental discussions about HIV or STD and condom use among young women. In conclusion, discussing HIV or STDs with parents was associated with condom use among a nationally representative sample of young women using other contraceptive methods. Importantly, this association was significant after controlling for other respondent characteristics and behaviors that are typically associated with condom use. Based on these findings, increasing parental discussion about HIV and STDs should be considered as an intervention to increase condom use among young women using other contraceptive methods, a group who remain at risk for sexually transmitted diseases and HIV. In terms of future research, these findings suggest that it is important to consider other contraceptive use in condom use studies or analyses. As we found in this study, women using and not using other methods may be different in terms of multiple characteristics and behaviors. In this case, discussing HIV or STDs with parents was associated with condom use only among women using other methods. And one potential explanation for this finding is that these women were less risky overall and may be more susceptible to parental influence. We should continue to ask ourselves to what extent relationships between women's characteristics and behaviors and condom use patterns may vary by their use of other contraceptive methods. So I'd like to thank my co-authors and collaborators in the Division of STD Prevention at CDC. Thanks so much.
Any questions for Heather?
Hi, I'm Irene Doherty, and I'm from UNC, and that was a very elegant presentation. So one thing I've kind of argued with people about over journals is coitus interruptus. And I don't think it's a contraceptive method. And I'm just wondering how the NSFG asked about it, and did you consider it in your analysis as a contraceptive method or not a contraceptive method?
So NSFG does ask about it, and I did not consider it a contraceptive method. So I only considered really modern methods as contraceptive methods, although we did a sensitivity analysis just looking at what would happen if we included women using, for example, withdrawal as contraceptive users, and it didn't change the findings. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay, any more?
Thanks, Heather. That was a really great analysis, and it's great to see the NSFG used in this way to answer some of these critical questions about parental interactions. And my question was, in terms of other factors that might affect condom use decision-making, I would also include partnership characteristics, multiple partners, concurrent partners, and so forth. And I believe NSFG does collect that information for women. And my question to you is, if you were to include those data, how do you think the, you know, your conclusions about the relative impact of parental discussion would be on condom use among lower versus higher risk women with those types of partnerships?
Sure, thanks. We did actually look at many of those sexual behaviors. So NSFG does a great job of asking about a variety of concurrent partnerships, you know, and that sort of thing. And so we looked at those in the bivariate analysis, and in fact we tried several sexual behaviors out in the multivariate model, and most of them were not significant in the multivariate model. The sexual The things that remain significant in the multivariate model were age at first sex and condom use at first sex. But we were able to look at those current sexual behaviors and try them out. Thanks.
Thank you.